On my walk across campus, all I can think about is what will happen if I can't get my grade up in biology. The entire future I've envisioned my whole life could disappear. My phone buzzes in my back pocket, and I pull it out and see my older brother Kane's name on the screen, all part and parcel of him basically filling a parental role for me after my dad died and my mom couldn't claw her way out of her grief. I send the call to voicemail, not wanting the lecture from him right now, although at some point I'll have to ask for another loan to get my truck from the mechanic. One problem at a time. Kane's living his best life right now. At almost 27, he's been playing professional hockey for years and is one of the best goalies in the league. I'd probably feel pressure to live up to my big brother's accomplishments if I came from any kind of normal family situation, but my mom doesn't really praise either one of us on our accolades. Still, I don't want to tell him that I've put myself in a situation that threatens my place on the team. Not yet, anyway. Not until I have the situation under control. I arrive at the Biological Sciences building and head into my auditorium. Professor Sherman is preparing his lecture and doesn't seem to sense me eyeballing him as I make my way to my seat. He ratted me out. I've had teammates failing classes, and the professor goes to them before coach, gives them extra assignments to complete to boost their grade. None of my teammates are in this class, so I take my usual spot in the last row and plop my backpack down in the empty seat next to me. The rest of the class trails in as I bury my head in my phone. Then I hear Professor Sherman call a girl over. They chat for a moment and both glance at me. I've never noticed her before. Then again, she sits in the front row. She wears dark-rimmed glasses and her long, dark blonde hair is pulled into a ponytail. Her clothes don't show off her assets. It's almost as if this girl does everything in her power not to let the opposite sex know she's a woman. Whatever. I don't care who the professor gets to tutor me, as long as they're smart enough to teach me so I can pass.
Normally, I would be typing my notes into my laptop at 70 words per minute, but my concentration is only on one thing this entire biology class. Lee Burrows. Not that I can see him. He always sits at the very back of class, whereas I'm always in the front row. And even though his presence always practically suffocates me, today it's even worse, because Professor Sherman asked me to tutor Lee. Still, this is Lee Burrows, the starting quarterback for the football team, the it man on campus. He's a legend around here. Whether you're a fan of college football like me, or only into the fact there's no doubt he'll be drafted, you love him. Girls all giggle and stalk him with their eyes when he walks past, or they just strategically put themselves in his path for him to notice them. I'd love to say I am above it all, but the truth is, I admire him too. I just do it from afar. And now, I'm going to spend a few nights a week with him alone. He better put forth the effort he needs to pass this class. Fear cripples me. Because anytime I'm around a guy who's even remotely good-looking, I inevitably end up stammering and going pink-cheeked. I shake my head. None of those problems matter right now. I need to pay attention to Professor Sherman because he's already wrapping up the lecture. He assigns our reading assignment, and the quiet lecture hall turns chaotic as everyone packs up their stuff.
Lee and Shayna, can you both please see me before you head out?
Professor Sherman asks. After I pack my bag, I reluctantly stand by the podium where the professor is organizing his notes. Lee's large boots clunk as he makes his way down the stairs, smiling and nodding to the people climbing them. He's wearing a pair of jeans and a snug olive green Henley that I know for a fact matches the green flecks in his olive eyes. Yes, I'll admit I know that because I've Googled him one too many times. His hair is medium brown and longer on top, with a natural wave most girls spend hours using a flat iron to achieve. If he wasn't the best football player, he could be a model. Our eyes briefly meet, and he clears his throat when he reaches us.
Hey,